Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Miami Heat face the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight. And leading the way for the Heat have been two veteran stars.
Dragic clears it away. Looking for Butler. He catches. He finishes. Jimmy Butler got deep, got the mismatch he wanted, and Dragic with the perfect dive.
Perfect dive.
Today, The Athletic's Manny Navarro on the bond between Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic and how it has translated to victories in the bubble.
It's just two guys, you know, who like to hang out and talk soccer and drink beer and be buddies. But obviously, it's all built on what they do on the court together and the way that they complement each other. I think that's really the key to that friendship.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Monday, August 31st, and this is The Lead.
Hey, Jimmy! Great game.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy played pretty good.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
You gotta go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
Are you kidding me? I've
never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, it's Matt. I'm senior producer here on The Lead. And even though we're all home a lot these days, it still feels like we constantly have to be on. Between work and family and other obligations, sometimes you just need a second to turn off the switch and unwind. That's when you reach for the one beer out there that is literally made to chill, Coors Light. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. And for me, sitting down to watch a baseball game or some playoff hockey is the perfect time to crack one open. The new design is already hitting shelves, featuring clear skies that invite you to sit back, unwind, and drink it all in. And the mountains still turn blue when your beer is as cold as the Rockies. It's a brand new look and the same ice cold refreshment. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look, delivered straight to your door at get.coorslight.com. Remember to always celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
So, Manny, what were the expectations for the Heat coming into the playoffs?
You know, they came in as the fifth seed, division champions, and I think most people thought, okay, they have a good chance to advance past the first round. The Indiana Pacers are a beat-up team, so they could probably win that series in five, six, seven games, but I think what we've seen transpire here in the last week or so was pretty impressive for Miami to pull off the sweep.
The Miami Heat with their first playoff series win since 2016.
87.
As they knock off the Indiana Pacers in a 4-0 opening round sweep.
Really, the surprise was Goran Dragic, because all season long they had been starting Kendrick Nunn, the rookie, who finished as one of the three finalists for the Rookie of the Year award. And then all of a sudden, Eric Spoelstra says, okay, thanks for all your help, young fellow, but you're sitting on the bench, and we're going to go with the 34-year-old veteran.
Dragic, no hesitation by Goran Dragic.
He's starting to cook here a little bit.
He played 34 minutes a game, looked really, really good at times, dominating at times.
He scored the last seven for Miami. Feeling good. Dragic inside with the floater game. And the lead is up to 11.
Led the team in scoring, and it was a big change for the Heat.
Oh, Dragic is owning the fourth right now.
Well, but too many times, Dragic has the ability to get downhill off that pick and roll and get inside the lane. He's so crafty with either.
Goran's always had games where he can score over 20, he can get close to 30 points. But I think the surprise has just been the fact that he's been able to dominate at times.
Well, there was this great moment after the Heat's game two win between star Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic that was captured on camera. Can you describe that moment?
Yes, I love Instagram for these reasons, because athletes love to film themselves, right? Celebrating moments, being around teammates. And so Jimmy brought us in. He gave us a window into his post-game celebration with Goran, both of them holding ice-cold beers and just sort of toasting to victory.
Jiveli, my brother.
Jiveli, brother.
See that? That's Slovenian, but you hate us.
The interesting thing is that Jimmy Butler all season long has been trying to learn Slovenian, right? Trying to learn the language that Goran Dragic speaks, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to do things to get closer to his teammates and have a little fun with them. And so he toasted in Slovenian to make Goran smile. And it was just an awesome moment. It's a perfect window into the type of relationship that Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic have developed this season.
How is Jimmy Slovenian, by the way?
Not bad. I guess he got the point across to Goran, and Goran smiled. You know, I think he spent all season trying to really perfect it, learning the bad words first, naturally, because that's what the athletes do. They want to know all the bad words. And then just kind of going from there.
Well, what has Jimmy Butler had to say about his friendship with Dragic?
Well, I think it's all built on competitiveness. Both of them are the same type of competitors.
He does whatever it takes to win, whether it's coming off the bench when he knows that he's a starter, he knows that he's an all-star, or starting like he's doing right now. And he's just so smart, and he'll do anything, absolutely anything for anybody. But more than anything, he's a proven winner.
You know, Goran, in the offseason a couple years ago, teamed up with Luka Doncic and led Slovenia to the European Championship.
Both teams trading blows here. Dragic pulls up at the line. 31 points for the Dragon.
We all saw that as, you know, wow, Goran really rose to the occasion. He led a team with a very talented wingman, by the way, Doncic, to a European title. And, you know, you saw how much it meant to Goran to win in the playoffs. You saw it in his face. And I think Jimmy's the same type of competitor. He doesn't care when he's on the court. It's all about winning. And I think that's where they reach an even ground, where there's a mutual respect, and everything else after that is gravy.
That's my guy, one of my all-time favorite teammates. I don't know, we just connect. You know, we love the game of football, aka soccer. I think I'm half Slovenian. All of this stuff works out for the better. We enjoy Michelob's together. So, I mean, that's just my guy. He's just a great human being.
It's just two guys, you know, who like to hang out and talk soccer and drink beer and be buddies. But obviously, it's all built on what they do on the court together and the way that they complement each other. I think that's really the key to that friendship.
Well, clearly, Jimmy Butler knows how to have fun, but he also does have a reputation of being very demanding of his teammates.
At one point in the scrimmage, sources says, Butler turned to GM Scott Layden and screamed, "You bleeping need me! You can't win without me!" Butler left teammates and coaches largely speechless. He dominated the gym in every way. Jimmy's back.
How has he gotten along with his teammates in Miami?
Jimmy Butler certainly had a reputation of being the kind of teammate that didn't get along with everybody. I think it's been the complete opposite here in Miami, to be honest with you. I really do. I think that little relationship that he's formed with Goran, I think it's really repaired Jimmy's image league-wide. I think there were a few people in this league who thought, man, this guy is just, he's way too hell-bent on winning. And I think in other places, Jimmy just didn't fit in. Sometimes NBA players go into a locker room or a situation and they have to sort of feel their way out. I don't think Jimmy ever feels his way out. He's a bull in a china shop every time he walks into a locker room. It's just he's going to be who he is. And for many years, I think Dwayne Wade was trying to convince Jimmy Butler, look, knowing your personality, the Heat is kind of the perfect organization for you. They're going to let you be you. They're going to let you compete and grind and scream at your teammates and cuss at them and say what you need to say, because it's all about winning here. It's all about putting that above all else.
I get to be me. I get to cuss people out when they're not doing their job. They're going to cuss me out whenever I'm not doing mine. And we don't take nothing personal. You know, it's on to the next play, because everybody knows that whenever I say something, I mean well. It may not come out the right way, but I mean well.
Sometimes athletes in sports, they don't know how to take criticism. They've been the best at what they've done their entire career. And then you get a guy like Jimmy Butler who comes in, and it doesn't matter if you're an all-star or some high draft pick. If he's going to whoop your butt in practice, he's going to talk to you about it, and he's going to criticize you, and he's going to criticize all of your mistakes on the court, because he wants to make the best player out of you that he can. And some guys just aren't built for that. I think with the Heat, he was built for the Heat. The way his brain works, the way that he leads, it really is the perfect marriage.
What has Goran had to say about Butler as a teammate?
Yeah, I mean, Goran loves Jimmy. The way he talks about him in terms of, you know, his leadership.
He's one of my favorite teammates. And for me, I even talked to some guys. I said, you know, how that even came out, like, I don't know, in the media or the players, that Jimmy's a bad guy or this. I don't know. If I'm honest, I really don't know. He wants to win.
Goran is the other statesman. You know, the last time the Heat won a first-round playoff series, he was Dwayne Wade's wingman and kind of just a guy that followed everybody else's lead. Now he's one of the veteran leaders, and Jimmy has come in and won him over right off the bat. To have two guys in Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic who can control the tempo, can get the ball and create their own shot and create for their teammates has really, I think, elevated the Heat to a different level in these playoffs.
Butler spinning, Butler rising, Butler! Another three! You would not think the man that has struggled from three-point land all year with two killer threes here in the fourth.
Yeah, but what he hasn't struggled with, which is very important, is his confidence.
Butler and Dragic, they have tried to bring it home as
by getting them together in the postseason and starting them side by side. I mean, they've gone from 14 minutes a game in the regular season to over 22 a game in the playoffs on the court together. You present a kind of defensive challenge where, okay, now you've got two guys on the court who can really create for everybody else and are comfortable with the ball in their hands. They look like a well-oiled machine with both of those guys on the floor.
Jimmy Butler was playing through a shoulder injury in game four. What's the latest on that?
It's funny. Jimmy ended his Zoom call on Monday. I don't know if you knew he was still on.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate you. I put my mask on. One arm.
He said, now I've got to put on my bleeping mask with one arm. And that's how much pain his left shoulder was in, that literally he couldn't lift it to put his mask back on. So I think this rest between the first round and the second round is going to be good for him. Eric Spoelstra said that he's kind of like Wolverine.
I asked him if he's like Wolverine, if he heals like that. I have seen some other injuries that looked more significant. They look like they're, you know, tough injuries, and he comes back the next day and he's ready to go.
This guy will get cut up and hurt, and then 2 or 3 days later, he's back out there. Jimmy knows it's playoff time. I think as much as his shoulder might be bothering him, the good news is it's his left shoulder, not his right shoulder, his shooting hand, and the fact that he was able to come back and finish the game. What the Heat needs is just more steady leadership, more solid contributions across the board from Jimmy Butler. When he does that, Miami wins. They don't need him to score every single night.
Well, and finally, Manny, now that they've swept the Pacers, Butler, Dragic, and the Heat have to face Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. Do the Heat have any shot in this series?
I think so. You know, you listen to most of these NBA analysts. Stan Van Gundy was on the broadcast for TNT during game four, and he said you have to look at a couple different factors. Number one, the Bucks are susceptible to giving up the three-point shot. They gave up more three-pointers all season long than anyone else. The Heat were the second most accurate three-point shooting team in the league.
Robinson left open, and that is lethal offense when he gets his hands on the ball.
Listen, he has made now 267 threes off of assists.
I think on the defensive end, Miami's strengths is not giving up points in transition or in the fast break or giving up points in the paint. Well, that's basically what the Bucks do. They score a bunch of points in transition. So I think from a matchup perspective, Miami matches up well. And then you look at the regular season. I mean, Miami won two of the three games, and there's no fear in the Heat. They're looking forward to this matchup against the Bucks. I think they respect the Bucks as a team, but there is no fear. And, you know, Milwaukee, you go back and you look at last year, what they did against Toronto and Kawhi. They ran into a very good team, just like the Heat. And Giannis in the fourth quarter, while dominant in the game, I think there were moments where you thought, okay, this is where he has to take over as a superstar and really lead the Bucks to a series victory. I think the Heat is ready for that challenge. They've got Bam Adebayo ready to defend them. So, in my opinion, I think this is a very winnable series for the Heat. It's not going to be easy, but I do give them a chance to win the series.
Well, thanks so much, Manny. And I expect you to have learned some Slovenian next time we talk.
I will try. I got to bring out my English to a Slovenian translator. I'll make it work.
You can follow Manny Navarro's coverage of the Miami Heat and the University of Miami Hurricanes and listen to his podcast, Wide Right, at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.